around the world and wake up with Morning Edition from NPR News.
And you could add Green Bay, La Crosse, Milwaukee, Madison, Wausau, Superior. You can wake up starting at 5 a.m. It goes until 9 o'clock and has plenty of Wisconsin news.
Support for WPR comes from Wild Birds Unlimited Madison, announcing a March backyard pole system event. Pole systems accommodate a range of feeders to attract birds. WBUMadison.com. Discover a refuge in your own backyard.
Support comes from the Racine Literacy Council. Celtic Night for Literacy is Friday, March 13th at the Marriott. Sold separately at the Literacy Council office on Lake Avenue are tickets for the dinner and chances to win a trip to Ireland. Call 632-9495.
There is a Mozart symphony coming up in 13, 14 minutes or so. Between now and then, we're going to hear the St. Paul's Suite. It was composed by Gustav Holst. It was the first thing he composed in a new studio that the St. Paul Girls' School built for him and for the music department. He was the music director there for over 30 years, said to be some of the happiest years of his life. And this is a piece that he wrote for the orchestra. It's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra here in a 1965 recording conducted by Malcolm Sargent. couple of recognizable folk tunes in that last movement of the St. Paul's Suite by Gustav Holst. We heard the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Malcolm Sargent. A recording made in 1965. Not too bad for 50 years old. Coming up next, one of the Mozart symphonies. You're listening to Morning Classics on WPR.
On the next Fresh Air, George Hodgman talks about leaving his home in Manhattan to visit his 91-year-old mother in his small hometown in Missouri and deciding to stay and take care of her, leading to issues they'd never quite discussed with candor, like that he's gay. He's written a new memoir called Bettyville. It's the first book he's written, but he's a longtime book editor. Join us.
You can hear the next Fresh Air this evening at 7 o'clock here on WPR.
Listeners who contribute make up the single largest piece of the WPR budget. Thanks to the financial support of individuals and families all over Wisconsin, the surrounding states, and beyond, quality programs are available to all on WPR. Thank you.
Support for WGTD comes to you from Andrea's, a Kenosha tradition since 1911. A unique shopping experience time and time again, and that's what brings you back. Andrea's, a proud supporter of programming on WGTD HD.
Next hour, there's a piece by Mozart for one piano and two pianists. That's pretty intense, very powerful. We're going to hear Mozart next of a totally different sound, one of his symphonies. It's the number 34. And at the time, he was about 24 years old, very frustrated and stressed out, trying to get out of his hometown of Salzburg, which he thought of as provincial and backward. And he was asked to write yet another symphony, and he thought of what they wanted was a little old-fashioned, but it's a beautiful one, and the slow movement in particular is really tender, lovely. This is the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Neville Mariner, number 34, symphony number 34 by Mozart.
Thank you.
the Symphony No. 34 in C by Mozart. And we heard it played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Neville Mariner. And there's some keyboard music by Mozart next hour, and there's some more Mozart in the midday as well. You're listening to Morning Classics. This is Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR's business operations is provided by the Harold A. Engel Memorial Communications Arts Internship Fund, helping WPR employ a graduate fellow from the Wisconsin School of Business Bolt's MBA in the Arts program.
Support for classical music on WGTD comes from Piasecki Althaus, honoring personal legacies in the circle of life. They believe that every detail counts and every memory matters. Piasecki Althaus is located in Kenosha on 39th Avenue, serving the community since 1931.
In a few minutes, we're going to hear from the Minnesota Orchestra, a piece that has the title of Go Pack. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about that in a minute. But first, something by Tchaikovsky, the Waltz Scherzo. He wrote a couple of pieces with that name. This is one that he orchestrated for both violin and piano, and violin and orchestra. We're going to hear the piano version as performed by Sarah Chang and Charles Abramovich.
Thank you.
The Valse Scherzo by Tchaikovsky. That was Sarah Chang with Charles Abramowitz. We're going to hear another little piece by Tchaikovsky next. Actually, it's from a larger piece from his opera Mazeppa, a dance called the, well, it's spelled G-O-P-A-K, Gopak. Sometimes you hear it as Hopak, and it's from a verb meaning to jump. It's a Cossack dance from the Ukraine. And we're going to hear it played by the Minnesota Orchestra, A.G. Owe conducting. Cossack dance, the Gopak, from the opera Mazeppa by Tchaikovsky. That was the Minnesota Orchestra. And we're going to hear them do a little bit of Dvorak next. This is the Polonaise from Rusalka. The Polonaise from the opera Ruzalka by Dvorak, guests arriving at a castle for a big party. That was the Minnesota Orchestra, conducted by AGOA. You're listening to Morning Classics on Wisconsin Public Radio, and there is some childish music just ahead.
Support for WPR comes from the UW-Madison Tandem Press. Find contemporary prints by international artists. Open daily, 9 to 5, and Saturdays by appointment. 1743 Commercial Avenue, Madison. More at tandempress.wisc.edu.
Support comes from Kenosha Winter Harbor Market, this week featuring Decatur Dairy, offering unique specialty cheeses, plus squeaky fresh cheese curds in multiple flavors. Kenosha Winter Harbor Market, Saturdays from 9 to 1 in the lobby of the Rhodey in downtown Kenosha. You're listening to WD.